This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's COVID vaccine lottery is over. More than 70% of Colorado adults are now at least partly vaccinated. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Colorado announced the final winner of its $1 million vaccine drawing Wednesday. A mother of four from Aurora will take home the last pot of money. Governor Jared Polis unveiled the $1 million drawings in late May as an incentive to get people vaccinated. He says more incentives will be announced in the coming weeks. Polis warns that getting the adult vaccination rate to 80% will be tougher than getting the first 70% vaccinated. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Montrose County's first jail is getting a historical recognition. Here's CPR's Tina Sieg.
The Montrose City Council has voted unanimously to put the jail on the city's Register of Historic Places. The hope is to eventually make it into a heritage site, showing what jails were like in the 1880s.
Ramshackle, flimsy, and eyesore, unfit for the slightest comfort.
That city spokesman William Woody, quoting Hugo Selig, Montrose's founding father. The jail may be bare bones, but it's also packed with history. And Woody says it even housed famous outlaw Butch Cassidy for at least a night.
I think that legacy is written in the stone walls of the jail itself.
I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The Boulder County Jail will start booking more people into custody instead of just issuing a summons as coronavirus restrictions continue to loosen. The Daily Camera reports the jail cut its population from 500 to under 300 to reduce potential outbreaks and open up quarantine space. The jail will continue to keep some coronavirus protocols in place, like limiting outside visitors. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.